welcome to Soul Up. I am Kayleen Welsh, your guide to a lighter life. Thanks for listening. How are you doing? Did you watch the eclipse yesterday morning? There was plenty of hype about it. It was all over the news and our social media sources. It was hyped up as Blood Moon, which sounds pretty ominous. In past eras, people held an ominous view of an eclipse, thinking it was going to cause some upheaval or accident or some terrible event, or maybe even take out a leader. So this eclipse happened. So what's next? I mean, is this it? Lots of hype, then nothing? No earth-shaking event? But the thing about an eclipse is that it isn't over yet. The energy of an eclipse goes on. It lingers in the atmosphere, and we carry its impact forward in our lives. It is true that you may directly feel the energy of an eclipse a few days prior, and then gradually easing in the days following. So fatigue, headaches, edginess, now these are all typically experienced in the days around an eclipse. You also maybe experienced some shift in your life or gained an awareness or insight into something that you hadn't realized prior. Yet the event isn't over. The bigger picture is what comes after. So let's talk about this eclipse. This was a total lunar eclipse, so if you watched it, you could gradually see the Earth's shadow cover the moon as the sun's rays were blocked. It went completely dark, then gradually reappeared. This was over a period of time of, a good hour and a half. The moon did turn red, which is not ominous at all. It is simply caused by the condition of the Earth's atmosphere. And as I've come to understand, it's a composite of the colors of all of the Earth's sunrises and sunsets. It's pretty cool, really. The moon was full, positioned at 23 degrees of Virgo, sitting opposite the sun at 23 degrees Pisces. The sun was surrounded by a whole slew of other influencers: Neptune, the North Node, Saturn, and on the edge, Ceres, the Great Mother. Not far from there, just across the horizon, really the line of emergence and rebirth, were Venus and Mercury in Aries. Both of those personal planets in position to review and revisit and reconsider as they make retrograde movement back into Pisces. Venus had already started her retrograde motion from Aries back into Pisces. Mercury stationed to go retrograde on the day of this full moon eclipse. Eclipses are celestial events that evoke major changes, and they speak in general about the end of one set of circumstances and the beginning of another. It starts a new chapter. A lunar eclipse, like the one we experienced Friday, eclipses or blocks the form of some given situation, how it shows up in its outer expression. A solar eclipse, which we will experience with the new moon in Aries in a couple of weeks on March 29th. A solar eclipse challenges the very essence of a situation and is thus more intense in terms of its essential meaning. Eclipses are not that rare. I mean, there's usually four eclipses per year, two solar and two lunar. They come in pairs, separated by about 6 months. And while the duration of the immediate effect of an eclipse is about 6 months, I mean, lots of people talk different timelines, the impact often creates a shift that lasts a lifetime, which is why it is important to keep in mind even after the actual event. Eclipses are a cosmic reboot. They're a course correction. Associated with the nodes of the moon, it is said that they are fated. Life as we know it changes, whether we experience it consciously or not. A lunar eclipse provides a quantum opportunity to release deep-seated wounds, move beyond old fears, and transcend negative patterns or traits within the shadow self. It is a time to eclipse anything that may be holding you back, and it is an opportune time to do much needed inner work so that you can illuminate yourself from the inside out. It's all how all great change happens is from the inside out. A lunar eclipse can also inspire you to bring your highest self forward, to open your gifts to higher degrees of frequency and confidence, and anchor them, you know, make them real on the earthly plane, make something happen. It provides a surge to step more fully into your personal power and your uniqueness, and really acknowledge your divine magnificence, this great unknown possibility within all of us. You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars, and you have a right to be here. This full moon eclipse is calling you, us, into greater awareness of our divine birthright. And the themes that come up for you through this eclipse period will reverberate your continuing storyline of evolution. We may have started out as dust or an amoeba or somewhere way back there. We truly can see that we've been in process for a number of years now and are becoming so much more. This is the path from Homo sapien to Homo luminous. We are evolving into beings of light, rising into universal consciousness. The full moon occurred on the Pisces-Virgo axis, conjunct the nodes of fate. This placement, along with all the other supporting players that were involved in this full moon, send powerful reinforcement that mankind is at a turning point. We are being infused with heavy doses of subtle energy that are changing our frequency and calling us forward into new consciousness and a new identity. The relationship between Pisces and Virgo is to bring heaven to earth, to make the mystery real. There is greater life available to us if we can clear our shadows enough to see it. While this full moon carries buckets of light and life-enhancing energy to remind us that we are more than these bodies and the problems before us, we have work to do to be able to hold it. The full moon stirs up things at the subconscious level, and the incoming surge of energy causes all the stuff that is settled within us to surface. It will help to break loose whatever we are suppressing, restricting, or denying. A full moon is our most sensitive time. And that's where this full moon's conjunction to the South Node adds to this discussion. The South Node is where we hold our stuck points. It's where our patterns and our past hold us in a place of life as usual. It is our comfort zone. It reflects the ways we cope, the pieces we avoid, and our deepest fears. It also holds abilities and qualities learned and earned, stuff that we are good at, stuff that we know well, qualities that we've already embodied. If we can see our way past the rest and open, stretch beyond our fear points and open to this greater possibility. We have to go beyond those fears. It's just a matter of breaking the fear barrier, breaking out of our comfort zones, and recognizing that doing something different will bring us to something greater. This full moon activated the South Node in Virgo, prompting a deep look at where we need to look at our stuck places. Where do we fall into self-defeating or life-defeating patterns, habits, behaviors? What is mucking up our relationships? Where do we fall into victim stance, feeling powerless? Where do we fall into activities, experiences, beliefs, behaviors that are heavy and non-productive and take us further away from all the good that life has to offer? doubt, resentment, all of those kinds of things. Those are the things that block us from this greater experience of light. With this placement, we are clearing karma. Humanity's past is catching up with us. And it's great because we have the opportunity to choose a different response. There are 6 common wound patterns carried by humanity, and they are all up for clearing. Repression, denial, shame, rejection, guilt, and separation. Those are the wounds that have been weighing us down and keeping us stuck, inhibiting vibration and the ability to rise in consciousness. We are being given a powerful opportunity to let these wounds go. Yet shadow work requires self-honesty and vulnerability. We must face and deal with our own programs and conditioning. Our shadows are big enough that we see them. They are obvious as we watch our reactions, notice the things that we dwell on or that we don't want to talk about. Or if we do talk about them, it's to argue or defend our position. My friend Bonnie asked the question, "What is it that you pretend not to know?" The answer leads you to your shadow. Inquiry is the gift that leads us through the darkness to the truth. We are called to be curious, to wonder, to consider. Often what we fear in the shadow is illusion, half-truth. It often looks way bigger than it really is. With their current retrograde motions, Mercury is asking us to reconsider our beliefs, social conditioning, long-standing family and cultural patterns, just kind of the status quo, the way it's done. It's prompting a review of the social shoulds. And Venus, also retrograde, the planet of the divine feminine, reflects our attachments and our desires, what we love and want to hang on to. All of those things are also up for reevaluation as the light shines brightly on all that we need to see. This full moon is flooding us with energies of higher consciousness, the divine, greater life. Neptune, the ruler of Pisces and the planet that reflects the great unknown, conjoined the sun to add its influence. Neptune, as we have talked about, is in great power right now, one of these transpersonal planets that's changing life as we know it, completing a 160-plus year journey around the zodiac, which has been spiritualizing a life. And as it moves back and forth now from Pisces to Aries through this later this month and through all of the rest of 2025 and into January of 2026, it is evoking a new identity. Who are we now? What have we become? We are being given an opportunity to reclaim our awareness as co-creators. The North Node, our call to spirit, is in Pisces next to the Sun, just a couple of degrees away, adding its powerful pull to our consciousness, helping us to recognize that there's so much more. Life offers so much more. 3 degrees on the other side of the sun, Saturn is anchoring this Piscean energy. Its task is to make things real, practical, and enduring. Additionally, the moon is trine Uranus, the Christ planet, offering a smooth and easy connection to our inner spark of the divine, our personal, unique, authentic God self. And to top it off, Pluto is moving forward into solid ground in Aquarius. Life as we know it is changing as the evolutionary force that lifts us from matter to spirit is on the move. We are being called to re-enchant the cosmos and reclaim the word spiritual, to re-sacredize. The light is pouring in. It's to help us find our way through the dark. When we're in the dark, it's very helpful to have a flashlight. You wouldn't go into a dark basement without a flashlight. I mean, every horror story shows us what a disaster that is. So if we want to see what's in the dark, we need to bring a light. And the universe is bringing the light so that we can go into our individual shadows, see the collective shadow of humanity, and do something different. As we do the shadow work, we add to the light. We all get to see life in a higher dimension of consciousness and vibration. We are building a container to hold greater light. As a society, we stand at the precipice, as the age of chaos and a new age of God, which I substitute the word good, overlap. We are free falling into the great unknown. We see it, we feel it, we are deep in it. And it's nerve-wracking standing on the edge. Our sense of safety and sanity feel threatened. We want to back away, right? Go a different direction. Or just look away. And as my friends in Cloud Cult say with their lyrics, there's a fine line between falling and flying. Our choice at this time is either to leap or stay stuck in the mess we've created. We need to remember that there is so much beauty beyond the mess. We are far more than we think we are. Our movement into the fifth dimension reflects a point of transcendence, where we rise out of the muck of our development to date and bloom into a being that is more light than shadow. When we come to an edge, we come to a frontier that tells us that we are now about to become more than we have been before. So hang in there. The universe is showering us with support as it calls us forward through destruction to creation. In fact, this is where the good news begins. We get to start to see ourselves and those around us as beings of light. Oh my goodness. Until next time, shine on. With that voice sweet as honey, birdie in the air, nothing can compare. You're worth more than the whole world's money. Just to hear that sweet voice even brings the bees joy. Pour it on me warm, sweet honey. Every word you say, if you sing it in that way, yeah, you can make a gray sky sunny. Ooh.
honey.